I'm Connor, host of Department Uno, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on CGSF. Thank you for listening to us. Every time you tune in to our frequency on the dial, your support of independent media does not go unnoticed. We are extremely grateful that you've chosen to listen to us. Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Okay, we're moving along now to Chapter 6. Don't worry if you haven't finished the notes that you had about other chapters. There's seeds there ready to sprout and grow throughout the week. Chapter 6, for your courage as you release fear and turn a new page. You know, Jesse, for the most part, people don't think it takes courage to release fear. There's a common notion that fear grips us, we freeze, and then slowly get our limbs and thoughts circulating about what to do next. We continually hear advertisements that suggest we have separate fears and different things and offer us remedies for each one of those things to get us over our fear of flying, speaking, bullying, swimming, etc. So I'm going to share a poem from Chapter 6, the poem Stomping It Out. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, 1 foot ahead, 1 foot planted solidly behind, pausing long enough to feel the easing of pressure, the loosening, lightening of the load of unforgiveness. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, the ugliness of the exchange buried. 1 foot ahead, 1 foot planted solidly behind, observing tender new shoots emerging along the sidelines. The bustling, bursting forth of tulip petals from buds. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, feel the rush, feel the rush, feel the rush of air out of stagnant, bitter thoughts. 1 foot ahead, 1 foot ready to spring from behind, enjoying vibrant greens, purples, and magentas rolling into view. Jump-starting your jubilant, unfettered dance across dimensions. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, hear the rush of glad tidings 1 second after the old door closes. I'm going to say that again. Hear the rush of glad tidings 1 second after the old door closes. Feel the welcoming hands given fives and love pats on the back. 2 feet jumping in the air with jubilation, reaping the benefits of the get-out-of-jail-free card, breathing the rarefied air out of a new start. Stomping it out.
And so now, dear listener, you can once again take this time to come up with whatever comes to mind, whatever comes through the pen or the keyboard or however you're writing. Maybe you're just composing in your mind, but either way, take some time to reflect and write your sixth poem of the 8 hour so far.
As a listener, you are a critical part of our foundation. In fact, we can't make radio without you. And so, a big, gigantic thank you is in order. I'm Danny Nesvedarani, and I am the community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You can hear me on Speak Up Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And on behalf of your community access radio station, thank you for continuing to choose CJSF 90.1 FM on the airwaves.
And now, as you are musically settling down and opening yourself to hear another poem, chapter 7 is called For You with Hugs and Smiles, Right Here or Across the Miles. How do hugs make you feel? Virginia Satir, a multiple honorary PhD awardee and family therapist, is often quoted as saying, we need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 for growth. For it might not always be possible for us to give or receive that many physical hugs daily, it is entirely possible to send words that give that fresh hugged feeling. If you've ever had a bunch of angry or mean words hurled at you, you know they can strike like darts. Sometimes those stings linger and move you to be and give a bad response or to be grumpy. But with a few tweaks in attitude and a few scribbles, tweaks of your writing, you can bring up your duck feathers and let them all roll off your back. So the poem that I'm sharing for you is 12 Hugs a Day. Imagine that, Jesse. I wrote a poem called 12 Hugs a Day and read it during COVID time. 12 Hugs a Day. 12 hugs a day are what some say you need for happiness. Would that be 3 for breakfast, 3 for lunch, and 3 for dinner, and 2 fitted in as between meal snacks? Or would it be 2 as you leave home, 4 when you get where you're going, 4 as you go through the day greeting and meeting, and 2 as you work your way back in? Maybe that would be 4 saying goodbye from point A, 2 as you arrive at point B, 3 as you go from a mixer at C to dinner at D, and 3 as you wind your way back to A. 12 hugs a day, 12 the hard or easy way, 12 given sincerely, 12 received tenderly, exchanging a breath of blessings as you part and go on your way.
And maybe you can contemplate how this next musical break is, you know, it's kind of radio's version of a hug, I guess.
Yes.
But you can think about how else 12 hugs might fit into your day as you take this musical break to write your own response to Sister C's poem here on Suluau on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we'd like to remind you that Suluau stands for My Guest and I Speak Up So You Can Listen Up and Act Upon What You've Heard. S-U-L-U-A-U.
It's so awesome that you're here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here on the dial. The radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal.
Okay, we're moving on to chapter 9, and I'm going to share a short poem from that chapter. Chapter 9 is "For Your Peace as You Take In All Life Has to Teach." Welcoming darkness. Darkness bit the dust, lingered along the edges before easing into the fold. Darkness danced with the sun. Darkness enveloped the lovers dancing to "No Woman, No Cry," brushed new hope into their eyes, caressed the dust and bid goodbye. Darkness wove golden threads with fuchsia, splashed the sea in electrified navy waves, gave photographers and seagulls a treat, colored affirmations and meditations. Darkness is a nightly gift, inviting relaxation, rejuvenation, welcoming a descent into new dimensions, welcoming new thoughts to greet the sun. Welcoming darkness.
My voice pouring through your radio device to you. I'm Ahila, volunteer at CGSN, and I'm here to recognize you as the most important aspect of the radio we make. That's right, radio is all about you. You, the listener. Thanks to you, CGSF 90.1 FM provides diverse programming to best fit your ears. Happy listening!
Chapter 10, "For Your Health as You Bask in Excellent Health." Smiling and skipping. Skip, skip, skip. My heart is so happy it feels like it's skipping a beat. I'm afraid to go to work today. They may think that I'm all play or dazed by the heat. They may mistake my floating mood with substances untrue. Would not understand what faith has imbued. To get up fluidly, my back and buttocks flowing with my brain, without muscles complaining or sending spasmodic pain, as they did unpredictably in a time sooner recalled than not. Now there is room for daily celebration. In faith, I proclaim what I had been told. If you want it, speak it. Bring it from the heavenly realm. Bring it from another dimension. Call it in, speak it up. This poem has got three more verses, but in the interest of time, I'm going to turn you back over to just noting what it meant to you. And if you're interested in the rest, you can send me an email at cnexpert@gmail.com. Or you could also pick up the book, which is available on Amazon. And the book that we've been sharing poems from is called Heart Bomb Just for You. And I hope that it has truly nudged you today to start some poems for someone that really make their day.
Every little thing that we do it for you. That is right. It's for you. As a radio programmer, I make radio with you in mind, and I'm so grateful that you're here listening. I'm Danny Nesvedarani, community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You can hear me on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on Speak Up. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Chapter 11, For You With Love That's Blessed From Above. I think you've heard this poem as I close my show every week. It's called Love Time, Poem Time. Love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Love time, poem time, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place, place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, just for you. And that is a performance poem that you've heard, but I have also, but at some point it was on YouTube. Themes come and go on YouTube, and but they don't come and go away from their place at Amazon, Amazon.com, the book, Heart Bomb Just For You, hoping that your ears will be soothed away from all of those mean tributes or mean speeches that were made during the whole month of election.
As a CJSF listener, you are the outlier, the rebellious one, the change maker, the hopeful dreamer, the truth seeker, and we delight in you for being those things. On behalf of all of us making the radio you listen to, thank you for making CJSF a part of your life.
The one last poem that closes out this book is chapter 12, and it's called For You with Bliss That Never Goes Amiss. Say bliss aloud within a small group, and you're likely to experience a ripple of different thoughts. When I think of bliss, I wrote a funny little poem related to bliss. Where is it? Sometimes in the course of human events, we have occasion to ask, where is it? Where is my soul? What has become of it? I thought it was here, but someone else said it was there. I can't seem to find it anywhere. If Dr. Seuss were summoned, he might ask, did you leave it in a car? Did you put it in a jar? Did you sit in the rain, or did you feel it through your pain? Do you think it's in the air? Do you really even care? Over time, this is what I have come to see. My soul is nestled comfortably within me. It greeted me at birth. It will accompany me from this earth. It is the gift I can never return. Keeping it in integrity is the bliss of all life's sojourn.
Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. Thanks for choosing to spend your time with us here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We know there are lots of options out there, and we're proud to bring you a wide variety of music and voices every day. So once again, thanks for listening.
Thank you for letting me share poems from Heart Bomb just for you, and I hope that you have been inspired to write more than a poem or two.
And what time is it, Charlotte?
You know, when people ask me that, I say it is always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su